Hello, everyone. We're here. Nancy's here. We're so glad to have you, Nancy. Thanks for coming. And we're going to have a great time together today. I look so forward to this. This just makes my week to be with you and to lift up the next week to where we can stride with a little more rhythm at a little higher place. And I think that's really how the dance of life works best. Just keep up that motto, walk with more rhythm at a higher place. And we'll have a great time together. Okay. Well, Nancy, we see some people in the Q&A already. Oh my gosh, we are good to go today.
Okay, I can start. Hi, everybody. Hope you had a great week. Sure did. It's been really beautiful here. So anyway, glad you all are here today. Glad you're here, Glenda, every week. It's amazing. I got to tell you, everybody just is so blown away that you dedicate yourself to this each week for us. So thank you.
Oh, I wouldn't have it any other way. You know, this is kind of the way I get to be with him during the week too, because it launches my week for all the inspiration I need and the guidance I need to do the work I do. And, we all together, we bring his presence into a focus for each of us. It's just like he said to the apostles, wherever two or more of you are gathered in my name, I'll be there. And, you know, I think we all notice that there are times when I talk, Nancy talks, Stormy talks, Christopher talks, and others, all of our community members that we love so dearly. And then all of a sudden, guess who else is talking? He's coming through, not always me. He comes through Nancy and through each one of you. It's really a delight for me to hear when he breaks through the voice of everyone else on the call. And it's not all the time. You know, he's a selective speaker, but he comes in when he needs to. And he turns up the volume, refines the love energy, and directs it towards the goal it needs to go to. So I can always tell when it comes through your voice, your presence, each one of us. And I have a little cat here that is just, you might have heard her in the background. She wants to be part of it. So she's in my lap now. She said, well, me too. Me too. I want to be here.
Oh, well, so, I got to share something. Glenda, she does that too. Our little hot dog or dachshund, he's always scratching on the door as soon as it starts, and he has to be in here. So I just want everybody to know Vinny's here too.
Oh, good. All right. Well, welcome. And welcome all the other little furry members we have. Because we got a lot of furry members, actually, that show up with their companions every week. And we love you all. Wish you could talk.
We do.
But don't bother barking.
Yeah, he doesn't fuss. He just sits there and he's just kind of humming and you know, he's just really enjoying himself. So it's really fun.
That's so cute.
I love it.
Well,
I know.
Funny Rainbow came in meowing. It's like, I'm here. Don't pass me by. So, All right. Well, let's take somebody on the call.
Okay. We have Nancy. Welcome. We're glad you're here today.
Thank you. Thank you. I send blessings and good wishes to everybody.
Thank you
taking the call. I am calling about a little unborn baby. Her name is Juniper Jane, and she's the daughter of my nephew, and she is not getting proper blood flow through the umbilical cord. Her mother was hospitalized last week. If it were a normal pregnancy, she would be born in May, but her mother is now hospitalized until the baby is born. And the baby is teeny tiny, like in the one percentile. She's so small, But she has.
It can't come out yet.
No. She has a strong heartbeat, and she has all of her parts. So she's tiny, but she is developing. And I think of her as a miracle baby. And I would ask you for blessings, everybody, for blessings for Juniper Jane, so that she can be born and thrive.
Yes. Yes. We'll just say that she's already born. She's just not ready to come outside yet.
That's right.
We know
that's
her.
Right.
She's we know
not,
her.
She's not ready.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Well, it reminds me a little bit of Larry's daughter. She was born just a little over a pound, and she was in prenatal care for 3 months, and he was there every day. He just obsessed over giving her the life she needed, and she came through it just fine. So
wonderful! That's really good news. Thank you.
Yeah.
So well, let's hope Juniper Jane does it too.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you, and thank everybody for your help with this issue. Thank you.
Oh, we love her already.
I do too. Yeah.
We take care of our community, okay?
Yes. Thank you. That's really all I wanted to ask today, but I ask it with, and just know that everybody holds her in their hearts.
Yes. I can definitely speak for everybody.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Nancy. We have Stormy. Welcome, Stormy.
Yes, I definitely need a blessing. I had to go to the emergency room on a gurney in the ambulance last night because I was dehydrated. Found out I've had pneumonia for the last 10 days. And I'm home. Didn't know I had pneumonia. And I've had diarrhea so bad that I just got dehydrated. Didn't know
that's
I was that sick. You know, I already died once at age 27 of pneumonia, but that's where I met Jesus. And I've told that story before about how he says, go talk to our Father. And I came back and he says, I'm going back. I don't have a choice. And, I'm blessed to have Eva call me and check up on me and Sybil, who's giving me a lot of good medicine and trying to get me off of some of this medicine that the doctors have me on that it's not good. And I'm doing the things I'm supposed to. Still can't eat much of anything, but thankful for this community.
But you're home. You're home now.
Yeah, and I definitely had the presence of Jesus with me when I was riding in the ambulance because I was singing the new Jesus Loves Me song quietly in my head. And a funny tidbit, I gave one of my healing notes, one of my tonal notes to the lady in the ambulance when they got ready, and the driver yells back, "What is that noise?" And she says, "Oh, he's singing." And I talked to him in the ER while we was waiting to get a bed. And he says, "Well, you scared me because the sound you gave sounded just like a wheel bearing going out on the ambulance. I was fixing to pull over." He says, "Don't do that." So, having fun in the dire situation, and the lady who, accepted the note that I sang was really, really enjoyed it. Boy called Sailboat, that happens in that is what I do. But, I'm blessed to have this community. And I really kept thinking about you, Glenda, a whole lot. And Jesus was there with me the whole time. I'm getting my stomach looked at and extra chest x-rayed and really felt his presence, and I just had one IV. That's all I needed to get myself hydrated. So, you know, it's important to have our friends in this community to support
Absolutely.
Us when we ain't taking care of ourselves the way we're supposed to, you know.
Well, we love you, Stormy, and we're so glad that you're here today, and you sound strong. You know, I can tell from your voice that you're challenged, but you still sound strong.
Yeah. Still having a little bit of difficulties in the, on the breathing thing, but
I can tell.
Just
yeah,
ever so
tell.
Slightly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm good.
Well,
I'm good to go.
Okay. I'm going to keep you in my blessings all week, Stormy, so you get, you're going to get back on your feet just fine.
Yeah. Okay,
next
caller. I'm ready to hear the next caller.
Okay. All right, Jeremy. Get some rest. Okay, we have Caroline. Hi.
Hi. Well, first of all, I want to express my gratitude to Glenda and the community because the interview I did on Sherry Tenpenny's show on Monday evening Eastern Time went very well. And what was really interesting was that at the beginning, she mentioned people who had endorsed my book, My Wild Ride, How to Thrive After Breast Cancer and Infidelity. And one of the people she mentioned was you, Glenda. And she said, oh, it's so wonderful to hear about Glenda because I've followed her work and her, and she spoke really highly of your books. So that was terrific. She said,
oh,
Glenda
good.
Green, yes. So it was wonderful, and that was right at the very start of the interview. So very much gratitude to the community, and I was grateful. I said what I needed to say. Everything went well, and so I'm very grateful for that. And
congratulations.
I would,
right.
Yeah, and so thank you. I do have a couple blessings I'd like to ask for. I'm having a couple of issues in terms of legal stuff at the moment. First of all, I have to go to court for a traffic thing on Tuesday, so I'd like blessings for that to go well. And the
You're
second thing is that I'm having... no, it wasn't from... Well, ish, yes,
I'm,
sort
I'm
of,
just,
but it wasn't from the ticket.
I'm just teaching you.
Yeah. Well, you know, these things happen.
If it was me, that's what the ticket would be about. Okay.
So there's that. And then I'm having some issues with my ex-husband keeping to the agreement that we signed together. And so I was hoping we wouldn't have to go through lawyers, but we are having to go through lawyers. So I would like a blessing for that to be, you know, going through in, for the best possible resolution for both me, him, and my our two children, that it just resolves without being a, you know, a major deal, you know. So those are the two blessings. Nothing super major. I know a lot of people on this call have way more serious issues than that, but I just wanted to ask for some blessings to help those two issues pass through smoothly. And again, so much gratitude for how things for the blessings for the interview on Monday. That was terrific.
I think that's
Carolyn.
Wonderful. You know, Carolyn, there's no blessing that's not important, because anything that keeps us from being in harmony with life, walking on the highest ground, is a hazard to our life. We need to be up where we can actually fulfill our life and serve life as we came to do. So every request of a blessing is important.
Well, thank you.
And Carolyn, I just have a quick question. Is that the interview, is it something that's archived and recorded that people didn't get a chance to hear?
Yeah, if you go on to Brightian and you look up Sherry Tenpenny CJ Grace interview, because my writing name is CJ Grace, you'll be able to see the interview, and if you like it, press the like button. But
okay.
Anyway, yeah, bright it's on brightian.com.
sure, I can
yeah, and Sherry Tenpenny has it. It's the evening show, the Tenpenny Report TV show. Tenpenny Report TV show, CJ Grace, and it was broadcast on the 27th of February. So it's the, at present, it's the very last one on her list of interviews.
Well, great.
And I was
That's
on
so
for
helpful.
Maybe half an hour. Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah. So I was very grateful that that worked out so well.
That's great. All right.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you.
All right, blessings to you, and we now have Christopher. Your line is open.
Hey, everybody. Hi, Glenda. Hi, Nancy. So I've got two blessings to request. My mom's friend, one of her best friends who was around since I was born, has just had a double mastectomy. Her name's Cheryl Patterson. And so we're just praying and asking for blessings for a full recovery. I can only imagine, I can't even begin to imagine how difficult that is physically, emotionally, and everything. So just blessings to her on all levels. And also for myself, I'm just about to complete my master's degree. And this next month or so has a lot of deadlines. And it's all starting to come into arrangement, but it's a little overwhelming sometimes. So blessings yeah. for me as the different elements come together, I had to kind of go in a really big circle to come back around to where I am. And basically, like, the idea is, how do we connect? Let's say I'm using spiritual companioning as a model for how we can create systemic change. So, like, really grounding it from an inside out approach and not a top-down approach, but more from inside out, and really supporting each other to transform, so that within our own transformation, we can create a systemic transformation. So it's a big journey to try to describe that from, you know, both a spiritual and a sort of more scientific, theoretical Western Eurocentric approach, to try to bring those together. So I just need some help. I feel like it's a lot for my body to process. I got a little sick this week.
Actually, Christopher, it's quite simple. It's not as complicated as you're making it. You know, the whole life of Christ was to demonstrate that as any one life is perfected, the whole is perfected. You know, a model that you could look for to help with that would be the whole principle of the holographic universe. One slice of life is the whole universe. From the parts, the whole is recreated. And the whole contains within it all the parts that are actually not separate at all, because they're just distinguishable entities that really are the whole, just preserved in a particular form. So with all the principles of the holographic universe, that could be a great model for you. And the life of Christ is one of the most heroic, divine models that you could find. And actually, this has been a pursuit of Western philosophy. It's only been really in about the last 200 or 300 years where sovereignty was misinterpreted. In the ancient world, sovereignty was our oneness with God. That's what it was in the ancient world. And then starting with what is so often called the Age of Enlightenment, which moved into the democratic revolutions, where we all have a vote, we all have our own separate opinions, our own separate unique ways of life. Well, all of that is certainly true and valuable to acknowledge, but it redefines sovereignty as something that sovereignty really is not. Sovereignty is our place within the whole. And most ancient philosophies reflected that. So you'll find a lot of examples more in ancient philosophies. I think that's one of the things that we are struggling with in the modern urge to change, which, in my opinion, is going too fast. I think that change of a large magnitude happens like a glacier moves. And I think that's the way true change moves. And I think we're putting a lot of forced effort on that change and being quite stupid about it. But there is a need for change, no question about it, because we have moved too far into separate identities. And now we need to rediscover the collective identity that exists within each one of us. So there's another model for you.
Thank you, Glenda. That's really great. Thank you so much. Appreciate your feedback and any blessings people want to send. May it be for the good of all.
Yeah, did you have another couple of blessings to ask for?
Nope, that was it. Just Cheryl and myself today.
Okay. Yep. Well, that's a big one, but it's not as complicated as you think it is. You just, you're just putting a lot of effort on doing it really right. And sometimes, I know, I've been there. I know what the last 6 months of getting a master's degree is all about. It's pretty hefty. So my prayers are with you from the inside out.
I appreciate that so much, Glenda. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for sharing, Christopher. We really appreciate that. And we have, let's see, Glenda. Area code 832.
Yes, it's Christine in Houston. And hello, all. Hello. I've been missing the last few, but I catch it in between, and I it always makes me feel so good. So thank you so much for all of you. And today's a special day. It's my mother's 83rd birthday, and she's here with me. And I just really wanted a special blessing for her. She has been very strong, stronger than we could have ever imagined after losing my dad in the summer. So please just keep blessing her. And we just appreciate you so much and can feel the improvements in our lives. Just subtle and sometimes very obvious. So thank you. And I had a question because I have been catching the last few recordings instead of the live call. I wanted to ask what I should do during the prayer at the end. Does it have as much of an energetic impact as it does live? So that's all I have. And again, can't thank you all enough. My sincerest gratitude.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. And happy birthday to your mom. That's great.
Thank you.
And really, really a lot of praise for how well she's handling this transition. And it's a tough one. I know. I've been through it. And it's a tough one. It doesn't come instantly. You have to be patient with yourself and patient with life. But I know she's doing great. And, there's just, I don't know. I did think I have something else, but I think I just got lost in congratulating your mom on her birthday.
She's listening. She's happy. She's got a big smile on her face.
Okay, wonderful.
Oh, she had a question, Glenda, about the prayer when she's listening to the recording.
Oh, yeah, that was it. This is an important thing to communicate, so I'm glad you brought it up, Christine. Where this energy comes from is a place where there is no time and space. It's from the quantum universe, or you might say the spiritual universe, where God lives, the Holy Spirit lives, and Yeshua currently resides. And it comes from that place where there is no back and forth, left or right, or time or space, or it's just now. It's all right here. And so there's no lessening of energy simply because it is live. Just because you're not in the same space as me or the other blessing givers that offer it to you doesn't mean it's not live. It is live. It's very live. And we can testify to that by the many miracles that have happened from it.
Yes, I was thinking I hold it, by me holding the space for that conversation and that prayer in that moment, I was feeling like that is alive as well. So that makes me feel, that makes me feel very good. Thank you.
It really does help that you hold that in your space. It does. And that's something also that I think each one of you might want to contemplate. And that is that after receiving the blessings, you become a blessing to the, you become an anchor for the blessings sent to you, that those blessings may prosper the life of everyone around you. So that's one of the reasons I want you to lie down and rest after the blessings given, so that you can anchor it. You can just rest and reside within the blessing and it within you, so that you become a light into the world. And then hold the light and hold that blessing. You don't have to keep your mind on it. You don't have to keep consciously focusing on it. But it does help that you're mindful of it and you just hold it in place by being the blessing.
Yeah.
So that was actually a very good contribution, Christine. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Well, so at least, very least, I'm happy to contribute to something that's holding me up, lifting me up so much. I never could have expected it. So it's incredible. Thank you.
Learn by receiving. You know, the thing is, experience is the great teacher. It is the great teacher. Sometimes we get a thought that's new, but most of the time our thoughts or something we've thought before, we just didn't understand it as well. We're refining our understanding of things we've thought about many times before, but it's not really new. The way we gain new insight is almost always through experience, but that's not necessarily physical in the world experience. It could include spiritual experience. It could include enlightenment experience. But it is experience. And so, no, you couldn't have imagined this. You'd have to experience it. And then you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I could not have imagined what I was... Are you kidding? 30 years ago, if anybody had told me what I was going to go through, I would have turned the other way and run. I would have said, you're delusional. I don't want you in my life because you're delusional. Because they would have an idea of something I didn't have yet. And we have to be careful of judging people who see things we don't see yet, because they may have had an experience we have not yet had. So we learn from each other, and we hold experiences for each other. And that's how we build together.
Yeah. Lift the collective love in the universe. Keep lifting.
Yes. Yes.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
So good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Christine. God bless you.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, right. Brenda. Community, we have Jim. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Glenda. This is Mary. I'm calling from Lake Arrowhead, California. And
hi, Mary.
Hello. We are in a catastrophe right now. The mountain, I don't know if you've heard it on the news, but people are not just snowed in. People are buried in snow, and there's thousands of people buried in snow. And we've been snowed in for 2 weeks, but there's... We're fine, other than my chocolate lab. My husband and I couldn't have children, so we had labs, and my chocolate lab needs to be put to sleep. And there is no service available. No one's allowed up here. No one's allowed to go down. We're stuck. Everybody's stuck in their homes, and we physically are not suffering, but there are so many people, thousands of people right now on this mountain that are still trapped and have had no food and no medication, and
oh,
their animals, people couldn't get up they're not letting anybody up here to get their animals that have been stuck in their houses. It's a nightmare. It's just a nightmare.
Oh,
so
my
I'm
God.
Asking for prayers for the people, for the animals,
yeah.
that, you know, that the suffering that is going on right now is calmed. I've been asking Yeshua daily to touch the heart of those suffering. But it's massive, and I'm just
oh, this breaks my
lot,
heart.
Lot
but we're gonna pray for food and fire and light and love to come in and overtake the problem.
Thank you, I appreciate that, Glenda.
Yes, oh, it's my pleasure, and if I can do the slightest little bit to help through prayer and blessing, it will be my joy and
Thank
my
you.
Privilege to do so.
Thank you. We all need it so desperately. Thank you.
I know. Oh, I can feel it in your voice. And thank you
yes.
for sharing with us. I'm going to check it on the news so I get a little
yes.
more reality situation.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you. Anything else, Mary? Is that
no,
all today?
No, that's it. That's all for that's today.
Well, that's a big
one. Yeah, it's a big
God
one.
God bless you, Mary. God bless you.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
At least I'm glad you got phone service.
Yeah, I am too.
Hi, everybody. Where on the mountain is she that we should
I
pray
don't know.
For?
She didn't say
well,
in California,
okay.
though. It
Somewhere
in
California. And her name is Mary. I will definitely remember that. Thank you. A friend of mine put some music from a woman's retreat. It blew her away, so she put it on a thread for us to listen to, with Eric Clapton, I think, and Pavarotti. And so I listened to it, and what came to me was, one song, one voice, one soul. And so she says, what do you mean? And I explained it. I said, well, you know, he sang his part, then Pavarotti, and then together, and then the whole choir. And, that's what, you know, it just felt like it was, an uplifting, it was Mother, Holy Mary, and, Holy Mother. And mm-hmm. so that's what, you know, the power comes from, you know, the fact that it was one. And that's what I, you know, was explaining to her what I feel what came through, what it meant, or at least what it meant to me. But that, the reason I wanted to share that, but the reason I called is, because I'm going to the doctor this week. I don't do well. You know what? I know. The numbers they're going to look through with the blood are going to be fine for the leukemia. But when I have to go into the lab and they put the blood pressure, that freaks me out, the lab thing. I mean, I don't love getting on the scale. I don't love taking my blood pressure because I know I tend to run high. And I don't want them to start monkeying the blood pressure medications. You know, I've taken this same stuff for a long time and so that gets me worked up, you know, into fear. So, which doesn't make me I feel very neurotic when it comes. I have that white coat thing, and I just anyhow, I'm just praying for some prayers that whatever happens that, you know, that at least blood pressure changes every second, that it could be reasonable enough for me to go upstairs. You know, then, you know, re-give me my medication and I can go on my way at the end of the day Wednesday. So that's my prayer.
I know exactly how you feel, Susan. I feel the same way every time I go. I freak out at the scale. I say, can I take my boots off at least? You know? And if I went through bad traffic getting there, I know my blood pressure is going to be off the roof. And it's just traffic. Just traffic
right,
stress.
Right, right.
You know? I think one of the things that so many people are finding in not just medical areas, but other parts of their life is the tendency to profile other people by limited amounts of data. You've got just limited amounts of data and from that you're going to construct a profile. I've seen my doctors in the last year and they'll see my I don't look like my age, but they'll see my age and they're going to say, oh my God, we didn't know if you were that old. And I go, hey, wait a minute. I don't live on the calendar.
Right.
I live in my body. I live in my spirit and not on your calendar. Oh, well, yeah, but, and I go, Will you cut it out? You know, sometimes you just have to talk back, Susan.
Yeah, I mean, my doctor's pretty good, or I wouldn't go to her. I mean, I don't go to a person
okay,
who
good.
Just,
okay.
you know.
Yeah, well, I know you're good at talking back,
you
too.
Know.
So.
Oh, and I am good at talking back, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
So
you just take care of yourself and don't worry about them.
Right.
You know, if
right.
they don't get
exactly.
it, well, that's their fault.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I can use some prayers so that I can be more normal when I walk in there and not as crazy as I generally get. It's, you know, that's it. I just get nuts until I'm out of the lab. Then I'm fine.
Okay. Well, just imagine me walking in with you and I've had the same problem and we're going to walk in together. And it's not going to be a problem for you. Okay.
Good. Good. Thanks. Appreciate it. Love to everybody.
So I'll walk through it with you. How about that?
Great. Yeah, I will see you. Especially when they
all right,
pump Christy. For my blood pressure. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, then we'll go out to lunch.
Thanks. Oh. All right. Thanks
That's
for
a great
everything
thought.
For everybody. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We look forward to hearing that back next week how well it went because your
right.
anxiety will be lifted.
Yeah,
so,
we do.
Thank you. Thank you. Love to all
you
everyone
let us know,
of
Susan.
You.
Okay, and just be the love that you are.
Right.
And
thank
if
you.
If they don't get it, that's their problem.
Right. Thank you. Thank
love
you.
You.
Love you. Love you all.
Okay, Glenda, we have, is it Diva or Dave?
No.
Hello.
Try to figure it out.
Okay, I'm sorry. It is area code 503. Hi.
Hey there. Hey there, it's Nathaniel from Oregon.
Oh, hi, Nathaniel.
Hey.
Nathaniel,
so
name comes up as Luma Sita Diva.
Okay, got it. Okay.
I just hearing that sharing, I started thinking about what is it? The teacher Ram Dass would say, "We're all walking each other home," and the thought of like going to the doctor and having thinking of a good friend coming along with you, even though they're not there physically. As you say, the quantum universe is there and here, and
we can
always. Or Maya Angelou, she said before she got on stage, she would say. I need you. Should think of all her teachers and friends. And say, I need you right now. Be with me. And same goes for like calling for Yeshua. Just he's right there. He's call for him.
That's right. And he is. Yep. And I love walking with my friends.
Yeah. So. A couple things for blessings. Mm-hmm. I'm a little anxious about, my wife and her 27-year-old daughter. She's moving, my stepdaughter is moving to Cleveland, Ohio, at the end of this month. I don't know why the fascination going to Cleveland. She has friends there and, you know, wants to move back to Cleveland. She lived there for a little while and all the things going on in Ohio kind of scares me. And they're kind of oblivious to what's going on. There's only one perception of it. And I kind of have to know, oh, it's a lot more serious, but I don't want to like get out of my lane and say, and give all these warnings and, make it uncomfortable and not be supportive. So I just, okay, it's your choice. You're going to Cleveland, right? But they're driving a rental van, all the way from Portland, Oregon, all the way to Cleveland, about a four-day trip. And
mm-hmm.
I got to say, as a father, two boys, and my wife driving all that distance and not, you know, doesn't have a long attention span for driving. So I drive a lot. And then her stuff, you know, they're driving a good 10 hours a day. That's a big trip with two cats and a dog. I'm a little concerned. But,
yeah.
So offering a prayer for that. And then there's also...
Are you going with them?
No, I'll be staying home for the week with my children, our children,
okay.
our two boys. So, which is nice bonding time, but I'm a little nervous for that.
That'll be a good time for you. Yeah.
It's a good time. I'm just praying everything goes smoothly and good drive and good time together. But and then another prayer is for my marriage. It's always been it kind of gets rocky. I'm pretty scary at times, and it recovers and then it gets in these cycles. And I kind of hold on for dear life when it happens like that. But I communicated with you privately about Glenn, of course, as you know, but
yeah.
We recover and then it's fine and then it gets scary. So I'm just praying for our marriage to deepen and grow. And I think some of the pains is around me wanting to get more religious and going to Christianity more than my closeted ways with it. So what does that look like, you know?
One of the things I've learned in life, Nate, is that everything happens for a reason. So you might want to look for the reasons in all of this. There are reasons. And sometimes we either have to look very high or very deep to find those reasons. But they're there. And it helps when we find
them. Yeah. Indeed. The last thing I really appreciate is, like, being in my late 40s now, still trying to figure out my purpose and career and work and how to support a family better. A lot of that is the reason, actually, of troubles. I think a lot of the core woundedness in marriages, a lot of it revolves around money. Sometimes it's, you're not able to work things out financially, it gets harder other ways. But me trying to figure out, I'm looking at a master's in education, do I want to do that? It's a lot of work, a lot of, you know, strain financially to do that. Or, I don't know, looking for a career that's more fulfilling. And I've gotten a lot of no's a lot lately. But, so just some things for me to help guide me to know when I see something, I want to do that. That's something I could really put my efforts into. So I just kind of need some help with that to affect everything else. Otherwise, I just feel everyone's story here. Story, not just a story, but prayers and blessings and baby Jasper. And love being on these calls. I appreciate all of you.
Thank you, Nate. We appreciate you. And, for other people on the call who might not have met Nate, but he's been at many of our seminars and has an operatic voice. He sang at some of our seminars, just a wonderful gift. We've been friends for at least 20 years. It may be 30. I'm not sure. I mean, I lose track of time. But he has been with this work for a very long time and very, very faithful in his pursuit of his spiritual position in life. And now he's finding the need to catch up with a material position in life. And sometimes this is what happens when we devote so much time to our spirituality and our personal aesthetic quality of life growth. Then we've got to confront the world and the three-dimensional growth that we need to deal with. And it's a balancing act for all of us. And so we pray that comes into balance for you, Nate, and that your life becomes whole and complete as a reflection of your love.
Thank you. Thank you.
And God bless you. You're going to do fine. You're going to get through this and you're going to be fine.
Thank you so much.
I know it's a little nerve-wracking at times, but you're going to be fine.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank Bye-bye. You, Nate. Bye. Gosh, that's a lot of stuff that all of us deal with on some level, right, Glenda? You know, marriage, purpose, all of that, walking with Jesuits.
Kids, family, career, you know, these are all slices of the pie. But they're slices within a pie that's round and it's whole. And it was baked at the same time.
Love it. Gosh, thank you so much, Nate. Glenda, we have Sarah. Hi.
Hi. Aloha, Glenda and Nancy and this beloved community.
Aloha to you.
Yeah. I just want to send my love and my gratitude to this whole community. And I want to ask for a special blessing for my godmother and Aunt Deb, and for her son, David, blessings for them. And then blessings for a dear friend. Her name is Maitra, and her beloved sisters that she's caring for within their health challenges, and continued blessings and so much gratitude for the help for my dad, beloved Papa Pete.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we've been praying for Papa Pete for quite some time. So
he is doing better, and I have just seen so much evidence of prayers and blessings and the way his angels are working for him. And so just gratitude, yes, and continuing for that and for all of our elders, that they may be held in the highest honor and love and service to them.
Absolutely. And just always remember that even though the body is going into what we call the elder phase, it doesn't mean the soul is. The soul is eternal. And most of us who cross the 70 point mark, okay, we still feel like we're 23.
Yeah.
You know? And so, you just honor the fact that they feel like 23 and help them put that into the way they live their life, as long as they don't drive too fast.
That's right. Yes. Beautiful.
Oh, well, blessings to you, Sarah, and your family and all that you love.
Oh, thank you. God bless you all.
God bless you.
We love you, Sarah. You're always so full of gratitude, and I just love that. So wonderful.
Yeah.
I love you.
Well, have a great week, and we look forward to being with you next week. So love to your whole family. Okay, now, Glenda, we have Francesca. Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Hi, Francesca.
Hi. Thanks so much for taking my call, and I want to say thank you for all the blessings that have been said for me. I really appreciate it. I'm still circling around the same issues, the same kind of things, in work situation, work kind of things, and just asking once more for a blessing for harmony and also for guidance, that I can, to receive the kind of guidance that I need to, to do whatever I can to help this situation.
Okay. Well, we pray for that, Francesca. We do. And I also just want to assure you that you're not alone. What you're experiencing is a widespread phenomena today. And I know that's not very comforting from one perspective, but from another perspective it can be, because it's not happening to you because you did something wrong. And that needs to be said. It's what we're walking through right now, collectively. And it's really actually hard to find external guidance when there's so much disagreement and chaos and, shall we say, broken pieces in the world. We're going through a period where old structures are breaking down and new ones have not clearly emerged yet. And so it feels like we're in a very disorganized, unfocused world. And in that, you're probably not going to easily find meaningful external guidance. You're going to have to find it within yourself. You're going to have to trust your instincts, trust your love. Just say to yourself about this and that, where is my love in this? And you might find that your love in some of these difficult situations is actually the gift of being compassionate, of being tolerant in a situation that's equally difficult for other people. In some situations, you might find by asking that question, I have no love in this. And you'll find that as a guidance that you might want to look somewhere else for developing your life path, because love is a good barometer. It's a great barometer in anything. And the other thing is, what does it do for you? Does it bring out the best in you, or does it bring out, does it cause you to become as confused as the world is? We tend to mirror our surroundings. You know, I mean, this is actually a mirroring universe. If you want to find out more about that, you could go onto Google and search for mirroring electrons. All the electrons in this universe mirror each other, and it builds into the whole of our life experience as a mirroring phenomena. And so when you're in the presence of something that's good for you, you'll find that you're being, a better person by external judgment, but also a more comfortable person with yourself. You can say, this makes me feel like me. And, use that mirroring as a guidance for self-growth, development, and pathways. So you're going to have to use some new innovative methods that we didn't have to resort to 10 years ago, because the external world is too fragmented today. And, I'm not saying that we shouldn't trust it in the sense of, paranoid negativity or of deceit or, manipulation. I'm not saying not to trust it for that reason. I'm saying it's hard to get a clear picture. It really is, because once you think you have a clear picture, something breaks off and becomes something different than we thought it was. So be very alert to the fact that you may be disappointed. I'm not saying for sure, but you might be disappointed if you're looking for your guidance externally. You're going to have to use more appropriate, love-centered forms of guidance and wisdom-centered forms of guidance and self-knowing methods of guidance. And those will not fail you. They just will not. So, and remember to pray. Remember to pray, because God is not part of this world that's going through so much change, because he didn't create it. And that's biblical. He did not create it. And this is why his presence in it doesn't automatically cause the world to shape up and go right, because he didn't create it. But he did create you. And so when you're connected with your Father, you shape up and go right. And there's the difference between you and the world. You're expecting him to step into the world and it will go right. That won't happen, because he didn't create it. But he can be connected to you and you will go right. And that you can count on.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I think I was more asking for like guidance, like spiritual guidance, you know, from Yeshua and God kind of thing, to just for me to be close to them, you know, because
I can't speak for them, but I can tell you that you have built within you an unbreachable connection, and all you have to do is activate it and then listen.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bless you, Francesca.
You know, I think all of us, we don't listen enough. And I find sometimes I'm guilty of the same thing. I talk too much and don't listen. But when I listen, I become wise. I become enlightened. And then I become full of knowledge that I can share with others. I have a friend who, she's been a friend of this community and the church for a very long time, and I love her, and her heart is golden. And I really just want to tell her sometimes, honey, you just talk too much. I mean, she really does, you know. And when she's hurting and needing help, she gets on the phone, and for 30 minutes, I can't get a word in edgewise. She's just talking. And the minute she'll listen,
I have an opportunity to say something, and she'll say, oh, well, that's what I needed to hear. And then I'll say to her, well, you could have heard it 30 minutes ago if you just listened. So I'm sorry if this sounds like I'm a kindergarten teacher in a room full of kids talking too much, but it's really true. Most of us talk too much and listen too little. And I'm guilty of the same thing. Yeshua was actually, I'm not going to ever use the word guilty with him, but he self-corrected on this. When he had been with the crowds too long, he would go to the desert and just listen. Listen to the Holy Spirit, listen to his Father, listen to the universe, listen to all every reference point of guidance, and he would go back to visit with the crowd and preach and offer guidance. So he was beautiful about how he self-corrected on this. And listening is not always just being in the midst of people and listening to them talk, because talking often doesn't say anything. It really doesn't. I have occasionally, not often, but occasionally listened to certain TV broadcasts where a group of ladies or gentlemen or mixed groups will get together and talk. And I find that the more they talk, the more they don't listen to anything. And they talk over each other and on top of each other. And before it's all over, no one is listening to anything. And so I just tell myself, well, I don't think I'll tune into this one again for a while. And, you know, we just need to tune in, everybody. We need to tune in, because listening is not always listening to words. It's listening within yourself. It's tuning in. It's connecting and then just being who you are and being what you can offer and being your wisdom, being your experience of the moment. How many of you have recently just stopped and experience the moment? I know Stormy does this all the time, so this question is not for you, Stormy. But most of us don't do that. Most of us are so busy going from moment to moment to moment. We don't stop and celebrate the moment, just the moment we're in, where we look around, we feel, we sense, we take in, and we celebrate just our existence and the place we hold in existence. And doing that, my friends, is revolutionary for yourself. It's not just something I'm saying. Yeshua said the same thing. All the great masters of wisdom throughout the ages have said this. And this is the power of meditation. But one of the mistakes I think we make about meditation is we ritualize it. We think that it's about being in the right position, saying the right mantra, the right words, breathing this way, waiting for the incoming of spirit. In other words, we're over-creating the event when the real meditation occurs and you're on the subway, in a bus, in an Uber car, are just sitting on a bench in the park, and all of a sudden you just stop, and the world stands still, and you are the center, and everything is revealed to you in that moment. Mm. That's powerful, my friend. That's what real meditation feels like.
I hope that was helpful, Francesca.
Yes, it was. Thank you. Thank you so much, Glenda.
God bless you, Francesca. And
thank you so
be
much.
With God and God with you. You'll be fine.
Thank you.
Okay, Glenda, we have one more caller. We have Helen.
Hey, folks.
Helen,
hello. I tell you, Glenda, I'm so glad to know you. Thank God that Jesus chose you. I really love you. Thank you. But you know what I realized recently? because I'm not learned in the Bible, and I don't know what it all means, but my love is there. I realized looking at Yeshua's picture, and I thought, you know what? Okay, didn't somewhere it was said that two aspects of God are omnipresent and omniscient? And I'm thinking, well, Jesus, that's you. Therefore, you are God, because I never understood how he was God. The Son, the Holy Spirit, God, I never got that. Except, you know, and then I thought, oh, my God, you are God. I just got that recently. Thank you. That's all I have to say. And God bless you all.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing. That is so powerful, Helen.
Thank you.
To actually get that. And get it without needing a doctrine to get it. You know, there are all kinds of doctrines that profess this and that. And actually realizing it is where the revelation comes.
Yes, and it's true. I mean, he's with you, he's with me, he's with all of us who pray to him. Therefore, he is God. I mean, my goodness, I've got it. Thank you.
You did. You did.
Thank you.
That's what Peter and John got. And Yeshua elevated them at that moment to a higher level that they could do. Well, Peter doing the work of creating the church, John doing the eternal work of love. And they were elevated immediately, instantly, in seeing that revelation of him.
Hey, another blessing I would like to get for me is help me to get rid of the TV, dear Lord. I really need to get it out of my life. That would be wonderful. Thank you.
What, the TV?
Yes.
Yeah.
Get rid of it.
Well, okay, put it in your car and drive it to Goodwill.
Now that would take a commitment from me. And it's like, okay, that would give me time to read my books, meditate, focus on
Helen,
him.
You can always go buy another TV. But the act of doing it in the physical. I mean, I know we laughed about it, but actually doing anything in the physical. I have worked with people who are, we can become addicted to all kinds of things. And when I can just get them to come to the point of a physical disconnect, they might go back and eat cheesecake again, but the next time they will do it mindfully and it won't be habitual. So you might just want to give your TV away.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I'm going to call Justin right after our meditation and rest. And I'm going to say, Justin, if you want the TV before I give it to someone else, come and get it today. That's it. I'm done.
There you go. There it is.
Yeah.
You're done.
All right. Thanks. Thank you all.
Okay.
Well, Glenda, we do have one more caller. We have Jean, so let's fit you in, Jean. Welcome, your line's open.
Hello, Glenda and everyone. This is Jean, and I called a couple of weeks ago because I was going to go on a trip to Egypt, which I did, and I asked for prayers that it would all go well, and it did. It all went well, and I have had anxiety with flying and that sort of thing, and asked for prayers about that. And now I'm calling to calling in thanksgiving. The trip was wonderful, and I did not have any anxiety at all about flying. None.
That's
in fact,
right.
We were taxiing to a position to take off on the runway, and I actually fell asleep. I was so relaxed with it.
Awesome.
It was, it was wonderful. The guide was wonderful. We went to many temples and pyramids, and it was all just really wonderful. So I want to thank you and thank everyone for the prayers that I think helped bring that about, that it went smoothly. So
I think we were all flying with you, Jean.
Yes. It was wonderful, and I just was like, you know, I mean, there was at least 8 separate flights involved in the whole thing. So, So Thanksgiving for that.
That was your adventure. Mm-hmm.
Pardon?
I said that was quite an adventure.
Yes, it was. It was a real adventure, and So, and I felt, you know, blessed to be able to do it.
You know, I was getting pictures running across my mind of the 19th century ladies. Of course, they would be upper class to be able to do this, but they traveled in style to Egypt, and it was like it was a year long adventure, and it was like the epic of their lifetime. And I was seeing you on a camel. I was seeing you dressed with an explorer's helmet, and you know, I was just seeing this regalia all around you, taking this magnificent journey of your life. So,
yes. Yeah, and sailing down the Nile was part of it. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was.
You make me feel very creative about imagining your experience. So I know it
was
wonderful.
Yes, I appreciate that.
All right.
So,
well, God bless you, and keep the bliss with you forever.
Okay. Thank you. I will.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.
And thank you, Jean.
Well,
I'm so glad I'm just so glad she shared that about. It seems like a lot of the calls we have a little bit of the anxiety, you know, going on. And I love that when she wrapped up, it was the anxiety being removed, and that she kind of felt everybody. And so that really, you know, it's really nice to hear a positive, you know, story.
Yeah, and I want to build on that. You know, before I was saying as a little particle of advice, you know, when something is really right for you, you feel the rightness within yourself. This trip was so right for Jean. It was so right for her that anxiety couldn't permeate it. And I want this to be a model for the rest of you, finding things, whether it's amusement or a career or just a daily pleasure. When there's a rightness to it, you just become right with it. And that's what I was trying to convey. And Jean, you just said that so beautifully.
Thank you, Jean. God bless you. We don't have any more callers, Glenda. We are clear.
Yeah, we're overdue for our blessing. So let's just switch from Q&A mode into a quiet listening mode, and we will all just relax and stretch and get ready to receive. All right. Okay, just because you're muted doesn't mean you can't listen to all the wonderful inspirations and blessings that will be coming your way. So we want to first just get you in a little more relaxed condition where you're not worried about what to say or what to think or anything to do. You're just going to be comfortable with yourself. That's the most important person for you to be comfortable with. Just be comfortable in yourself, for yourself. I want you to stretch your arms out to where you can really feel the muscles stretching one at a time, and then rotate them so you get that rotator cuff moving with flexibility. One at a time, stretch it all the way out, and then rotate it a little bit. Now I want you to do that with each leg. Lift your leg a little bit, and then stretch your toes out so you're stretching your foot, and then rotate your legs in a small circle to the degree that you can. If you're not very mobile, that's okay. Just be gentle about it. And then go for the other one, but feel the stretch, how it actually opens you up. When you're stretching, you're opening up spaces within your body, and that you're getting out of deep compression that you can move into by effort in life, pushing in life, trying to make things work. And, well, I don't need to say anymore. You got the idea. Now I want you to sit up in your chair where you can kind of swing your back around just a little bit. If you want to stand up and do it. It just depends on your comfort level and your condition, your physical condition. But get that spine moving just a little bit. Have it move around off the tip of your spine. The lower spine is actually a doorway for inputting energy. And, it's a great gateway for the earth energy to move in and through your body. And now I want you to move your shoulders forward and then back so that you're opening and closing your shoulders. Yeah. Okay. And your neck. Turn your head around. Stretch your neck forward and backwards, left and right, and up and down. Okay. And now take a very deep breath. Just fill your lungs to the full capacity. Move your diaphragm down to where you can really feel your rib cage expand. Let it expand as much as you can. Hold it. And now release it through your mouth slowly so that your shoulders just fall upon your chest in a relaxed, relaxed mode. All right. Now we've opened our body up to receive, and decide on your comfortable place. Is it going to be in a chair, your recliner, in bed, laying back on the sofa? Any place is good as long as you're relaxed and no body part is crossed over. I'll tell you why in a minute, but no body part crossed over. So don't worry about your position. Do not be in a lotus position or anything else that you have to maintain with effort or that any body part is crossed or engaged with effort. This is a time for receiving, listening, relaxing, letting go. All right. So now that you're in your position, we're gonna start. Oh, I was going to tell you about no body parts crossed for people who are familiar with our work. You know why? Because it's going to be very, very energetic. The flow is not coming with words. It's not coming with chants. It's coming with energy. And this energy is coming from the quantum field. It's a very, very high frequency energy. And it's going to move through the crown of your head, in through your feet, into the earth. The earth will receive it and anoint it for you and send it back through your body. Each time it goes past your heart, it will circle your heart and then back out your body. So we want that those energies to flow without crossing, and we want them to go down from heaven, back from earth, and back and forth for the whole duration of the blessing, which is going to probably be between 3 and 5 minutes. Just prepare yourself to be relaxed and receive. Now, we're going to do our four square breath, which is a great pattern for living and a great pattern for being mindful about life, because in life, we give and we receive, whether it's breath or whether it's nurturing or caring or enjoyment, conversation. We give and we receive in all of our life, but there are two phases of that giving and receiving we tend to overlook because we move so fast in our various levels of conversation. And that is the pause between giving and receiving. And there are two pauses. There's the pause between giving and then receiving back. And then the pause between receiving and giving back again. There are two pauses. And the four square design allows us to be mindful of the pauses. I don't think I have ever studied any wisdom of the ancients that did not include the importance of being mindful about between our breaths, between our actions, and after our actions to receive and be grateful. So every philosophy, every religion of wisdom and mindfulness of the entire history of humanity has included these two phases that in the modern world we tend to be overlooking. So we're going to celebrate it now with our breath and allow you to be in this kind of breath while you're receiving your blessing, because it may be that in the pause period is where the greatest blessing comes. So what we're going to do is we're going to exhale to the count of four. And it's going to be your count of four. I'm not going to count for you because everybody has a unique rhythm and a unique timing. And then you're going to count to four to wait before you inhale. And that is so that the breath you have given can be received by those you gave it to. You don't just take it back in yourself. So often we talk and then we take our own words back into ourselves. And then we think of our own words and we give the same words back again. I've seen that in conversations so many times. But we're going to pause. We're going to let the receiver really receive. Now, we're going to bring it back. We're going to inhale to the count of four. And now we're going to allow ourselves to receive to the count of four. So let's begin. Exhale to the count of four. Pause to the count of four. Inhale to the count of four. Pause to the count of four. Exhale to the count of four. Pause to the count of four. Inhale to the count of four. And pause to the count of four. Now I'm going to offer my prayer to Yeshua. And you continue your four square breath. O Lord, we thank you for bringing the presence of God into our space, into our life, that we may connect and receive all the blessings of divine guidance that will carry us above the cares of the world, carry us above all the complexities of stress and strife, conflict, which really should not even be part of our life. Let us rise above that we may be the answers to the problems in the world. We pray that you will lift all of us up to a level where we can begin bringing answers. And while the problems exist, we ask that you be there with those who are suffering, with those who are needing your presence to be strong, to be caring for others, and to be beyond the worry of the moment, to being the answer that needs to come. We ask that you feed the hungry and that you feed them with more than material food, that you feed them with grace, with hope, with faith, with love, that through our moments of hardship, we find the greater presence of our own being. And that may be the reason for it in the first place. We ask that you be with those starting their life, that you may give them strength and hope and support and love, that they become all that they have been created to be by their Heavenly Father, a pure and perfect child of God growing up to be a light in the world. We ask that you be with those who are in their last days of the physical, that they may be bringing the light of love and immortality into their life, that they embrace the spirit of heaven and eternal life and pass through the transition with grace and love and glory, receiving and being received into the presence of the Holy Spirit and their Heavenly Father, to be told, well done, my son. Well done, my daughter. You have been my worthy child. We ask that we all be honored for that which is in us to grow and become all that we can be. And we ask that you help us just give away that which doesn't need to be us anymore, whether it's something material or whether it's an involvement with living or just testing with faith through health challenges or monetary challenges. Let us throw away our cares and our worries, that we do not need those anymore. We find our lessons and our glory through higher answers. And all of these things we ask in your blessed name, now and forevermore. Amen. Blessing givers, will you stand and join me in offering the blessing? Amen. Amen. And amen. Your blessing has been given. Now, I want you to go and rest. Lay down. I mean, really rest. If you fall asleep, it's okay. But don't think. That's one thing you don't, and don't even continue your prayer, because likely it will be with words, and words connect with your mind. We don't want your mind involved right now. Just relax. Just be. Allow the blessings of God to be written on the whiteboard of your life. And I look forward to being with you again next week. Come back. The blessings are abundant and always free. They're there for you, just for the asking. Bye-bye for now. And I wish you a lovely week, blessed in every way.